pretty supportive of it. Players have been pretty supportive of him. What is it about that?
I mean, you know, Tony's very truthful with us. He's very honest with us. He's, you know, he's a good motivator, good leader. And, you know, as a coach and being an NFL player, you know, trust and honesty is one of the biggest things. You know, I'm not saying D.A. wasn't, but I'm just saying, you know, his approach and the way he does it is very different. And, you know, it makes you want to, you know, really want to play for a guy like that and really want to go out there and give your all and give your heart for a guy like that because, you know, he's going to give it back to you in return.
But even with the wins not being there, you still believe he deserves to be back?
I do. You got to understand, he inherited somebody else's team. I mean, I feel if you give him all season, you know, to make his moves and bring in the guys he wants to bring and, you know, give him a year under his own team, a full year, you know, I think he'll make some changes and, you know, things will get better. And, you know, I hope they do give him an opportunity to be the head coach. I mean, I'm a big fan, and I really do hope they do give him the chance to you know, give him a chance to have this team and, you know, make some moves that he wants, bring in some guys he wants to bring in and, you know, see where it goes from there.
Antonio Smith said the one thing Sperano did bring was he showed players and instilled what it means to be a Raider. Did you say that?
Exactly, and I feel like he fits the Raider mold as a head coach. You know, I mean, he's a tough, you know, East Coast, you know, Italian guy, and you know, he kind of fits that mold a lot. You know, as a Oakland Raider tough guy, a head coach guy, and I mean, I think he really does fit the mold.
Obviously, the team results weren't what you wanted, but did you take any satisfaction the way you played, the kind of rebound year you had personally?
I mean, it was a good bounce back year from having a up and down year last year, you know, because I usually do stay, you know, consistent all year. You know, last year was real up and down, so. Really was a good bounce back year, but you know, I'm gonna come sit down this off season. I'm gonna take a couple of weeks off, and I'm, you know, I always take the film with me. I got it in my bag, and I'll sit down and go through stuff and see where I can get better and find a way to get better this off season because I got a lot more in me, and you know, I want to get this thing turned around. I'm tired of losing. I want to start winning, and you know, we got a great group here.
Antonio said that his highlight was a 49er win. What was your highlight of the year? The what?
I think that first one against Kansas City, man, was just because it was just the first one and you finally got that lift off your back. But 49ers is up there, too.
Thanks, all right,
y'all have a good one, all right?